Okay. So we are here for the concept design meeting. So we will first start by summarizing the previous meeting and the decision we've taken. I will take notes during this meeting so that you can look at my folder to see the summary of this meeting afterwards. So each of you will show us the various investigations they've done during previous hours. We'll then take decision on concept, and then we will define the next task to have to be done before the next meeting. So last time we decided to have a simple interface. We also decided to have a wheel to change channel, preview channel button. Channel digits buttons should be protected by plastic cover or something for the remote control to look very simple. We have also button for volume and to switch on and off the TV. We have also the lightning feature for the remote control to be easy to find. And for fast development and low cost, we have decided to have no LCD nor voice features. So now we'll have three presentations. So the conceptual specification by industrial designer, the specification of the UI by, or
Abdullah Hazred is my name.
Okay. And the last point is train watching by market expert. So maybe we can start with industrial design. So this is the presentation.
Ideal.
Maybe I can switch slide on your request.
I only have three slides, so I just look at the just list on some web pages to find some documentation, and I think a remote control is, as I mentioned previously, you just have a very simple chip, and the user interface is just done usually by push button, and in our case we are using a wheel control. So I was looking basically for that chip, which is a very, very standard, and I just look for the wheel sensor and the standard push button. And yeah, we can change directly. In fact, I have the number of that element, which is very standard for remote control. The push buttons are usually extremely cheap, but I just have one problem, and this is related with the wheel sensor, which seems to be quite expensive.
Okay.
And I think if we could just talk about that, if we really need a wheel sensor, or if we cannot, if we could combine something with a push button.
Okay.
A wheel sensor is 50 times the price of a push button.
But is it a significant price on the world remote control? Because we can afford up to 12 euros for the price of the remote control.
Yeah,
so we'll this with including all possible things, so buttons, wheel, and the chip be lower than 12 euros to produce.
But I don't think that we should talk about the design of the box also, which needs some
also
money.
Have to
but
say, did you receive the email about the voice recognition?
Oh, not so.
No.
Yeah. I haven't checked.
Yeah, we have an email from the manufacturing division that they have basically a voice recognition chip already developed. It says right now they just use it to record answers to particular questions. But I guess
and
it could
be adapted.
I guess it's possible. I mean, instead of recording the answers, you can just record something simpler. Like
okay, and they can recognize some commands?
Yeah, they will recognize commands, you can record new commands and stuff. So if you already have it as an agency,
yeah,
you could use it.
Okay, maybe we can just listen to this presentation and then take decision later.
Okay.
According to this news.
But I think it's sorry, I haven't written my personal references. I just want to mention the problem of the wheel sensor, which is much more expensive than any push button.
Okay.
And if we could reduce that, we have already some good things with the backlight of the push button.
I have a question about that. What is the purpose of the light?
Just to make something which is slightly more designed that a squarey box with a rubber
button, but in the dark. But is it going to be always turned on, the light?
It will be turned on when the user moves the remote controller, I think.
But if you move it, then you have it. You can see the buttons better, of course.
Yeah, true.
Yeah,
but if you move it, then you have to have some sensor. When you move it, you detect that you're moving.
As soon as you start to move the remote control, you have the light.
Yeah, but you need another sensor for that, right?
Yeah, again.
No, it's expensive.
I don't think that this is really expensive, but at the end, this is plenty of very cheap devices, but the bill starts to be.
Yeah, but I expect the answer will be cheap, but internet is very expensive. So.
First of all, I was thinking to have a continuous light, and when you press the on button, you have the light on your remote control. When you want to turn off your
but
device,
it can be battery consuming, no?
A little bit.
Well, we will discuss that after, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, my one is should be in a shared folder.
Yeah.
It was last time I saw it.
And it is.
Okay, let's move to the next slide. So basically, we want very simple, right? That's a major idea, as simple as possible.
Yeah.
So I just looked at some current designs on the web of usually more complicated remote controls. And just look at two of them, because even though they have many buttons, they look quite simple. And in our case, we just reject the buttons between the view and we double them together.
And also, does it fit well in hand? Because it was the wrist problem.
Well, these remotes are quite big, so go to the next page. So, they have all these buttons that you can see, but most of them, we just need the ones in the middle.
Yeah.
So, from the bottom of where there's the numbers, and then the top, until the channel, so this middle part.
Yeah.
And on the left one is exactly the same. So basically, more or less, how we like it with a big volume control, big channel control, mute and power.
Yeah,
is the basic thing.
So it's only the central part.
So basically, something that will really look more or less the same as these two.
Yeah, with maybe a more economic design.
If we have, for example, I think that the volume and the buttons that are there on the top are not very easy to reach with your thumb.
Yeah,
maybe on the right side, for example.
Okay.
Because we don't have these emitted buttons and there's other stuff like that. And I think that the plastic cover is not very good idea, because you open it, it can break, it can,
can do various things.
Okay.
You just need to put the channel numbers somewhere a bit out of the way.
Okay.
So that they separate a bit. Yeah.
Okay.
And just to press the big buttons. But it should not be difficult to press the channel buttons either. I think that if you put the cover, it will be more difficult for the user.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Usually what I have noticed that people put a plastic cover on things that you normally don't mess with, like buttons for tuning the channels and
okay.
stuff like that. But you want to protect a bit. And I think it's a serious matter.
Okay.
So I would think, this is just the wheel. You could use some wheels can be pushed down. You could use the push down of the wheel for the record if you want. So you could just basically use one, just wheel, and a user could use just a wheel to everything.
Yeah.
In the times, in that case.
Maybe the wheel would be a good advantage of our competitors.
Mm-hmm.
Because otherwise it's pretty standard about the fact that it's very simple. So maybe this works to have more expense on that aspect.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this marketing site will tell us about that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So we can move to the... Is there any question for designer of user interface? Or we can move to the next part, maybe, and discuss afterwards. Okay. Yeah.
So now the recent investigation we have done of the remote control. So the most important aspect for remote controls is to be fancy look and feel, and not common functional look and feel. And the second aspect is that the remote control should be technological innovative.
Okay.
And the third most important aspect is to is that the remote control should be easy to use. So there are things we have speak about before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so you can go after. And there's a fashion watchers event and mirror that have detected the following trends. Fruits and vegetables will be the most important thing for clothes, shoes, and furniture. So maybe our remote control has to be fruit form or vegetable form, something
okay.
like that. Or
what about an apple?
And the material is expected to be spongy. So I don't know which material. Can be spongy, and if you...
This is good also for...
I think who can certainly just put electronics in a spongy thing.
Yeah.
It would work, right?
Yeah. I think it is good also to have a spongy...
You can throw it
at the
television.
Yeah, because it's
obvious.
It's obvious,
hey, that's a cool one. We could say that if you throw it, you have a sensor, and you throw it at the television, and it turns it off. When it detects a shock.
Yeah,
I know that they do that for alarm clock also.
Yeah.
And this you can say that. You can go before yes. And you know here the more important aspect is the fancy look and feel.
Yeah.
After is the technological innovative and after the easy to use.
I think it's innovative to use the wheel, because I think no one
that's
else
right.
has
that's
it.
Why I think we have to keep that if it's possible.
Yeah,
I think
it makes it both easy and both innovative, so I think it's a good aspect. And it
how do you make it look cool?
Cool, fancy?
Yeah.
We have to make it look like fruit or vegetable.
Maybe what about
a color that remembers some fruit inside that?
The obvious thing is a banana, I guess.
Maybe, I thought about a pin, for example. You know, a pin is like that. And it's easy to have in
hand. It's ergonomic as well.
Yeah.
A pin. Maybe pure, yeah, something like that.
Oh, a foot like that.
Yeah, we can discuss that. Is there anything you want to add?
Is there any fruit that is spongy?
I don't think so. I think we can have like a pear is good, fruit quality or banana is good.
And for maybe look and feel, what about a piece of ice with blue LED inside?
But that's
and
not in the train.
Yeah.
The train is spongy and vegetable fruits.
It's hard, metal.
I think the spongy is good because it will be robust as well.
Yeah.
So I think we can keep the wheel because it's easy, it's innovative, even if the cost is a bit higher. And we also have to find a fruit like pear or banana with any other idea you have. What kind of food would you like to control your TV with?
Banana, I think it's a nice idea.
Banana is also
because
yellow, so you can't lose your remote control thing. Yeah.
You don't use the banana. When
the
banana is curving like that, but when the banana is curving like that,
yeah,
with the wheel on the top,
yeah,
and to control, and here you have a push button to.
Yeah, so you can just have this curve, yeah, and you move your hand here to push the buttons, and then you move on the other side.
Yeah.
So you can have it on two sides and it will be cool. You know?
Yeah. I think it's a good design and it's innovative as well. Then. Maybe we can keep the banana and it will be very easy to find.
And everybody knows what is a banana, basically. If you start with fancy fruits.
You can also take into account the fact that the banana fits with the color scheme of our company.
Yeah,
it's really, really a good point.
I hope this unit of management die.
So we have to take some decision on those aspects. So for components.
So
we have to think about those aspects, sorry.
So we will just use a standard battery.
Yeah.
And the chip, we chip on print, we know exactly which one we are going to use. What do you mean by case?
I think it's the box that should be spongy, banana's shape.
I mean, for me, if we use a spongy banana case, it doesn't matter. I just want to have something to print to fix my components onto that box.
It
and that's
can
it.
Be an inside thing.
Yeah.
But the thing is that the buttons and the wheel have to be
spongy.
Then the buttons and the wheel have to. If it's spongy, then it's going to move, right? So it will be bent a bit.
I think it's possible.
No, the button would be. In fact, it should be something arch shaped with a spongy cover.
Yeah, this is like that.
Okay, arch shaped with spongy cover. And the standard battery, okay. Chip on print, there's no specific problem. So we agreed to put the wheel.
Mm-hmm. Wheel on the top, button. Why do we want some buttons?
Well, usually hold. Okay, we want to be good also for a left hand user, right?
Yeah.
So it has to be symmetrical.
Yeah, but okay. So then let's say that basically you can only take two sides. One on this side where there's a thumb, and the other side where there's a actual thumb.
Yeah.
Or you could use this one, but don't know if it's very comfortable. To use
this one
for the wheel.
This one is more comfortable.
This for the wheel, and then this for the buttons.
Yeah, I think it's okay for both right and left.
Mm-hmm.
The left, you have the.
I think you can turn it this way as well. You can do both
wheel buttons. Yeah, the problem is if you have buttons and wheel, then when you turn it around, the buttons are on the other side.
You can see them. Well, you will get used to it.
And so the buttons have to be here and the wheel
the button
has to be
aligned, so you immediately identify the right side. Because you have light on buttons.
Yeah, I know, but if you have it with your left hand and the wheel is here, and the buttons are here, then when you turn around, the buttons will be on the other side.
No, I think you will use it only on the right or left hand, whether you're righty or lefty. I think for lefty it's okay. I can do this movement, and for righty as well. I think this doesn't change that much.
Okay.
Yeah?
Okay.
Yeah. So, for interface, we said so that we have this banana shape with button on the side, and a wheel on the top.
Mm-hmm.
So the color is yellow. I think it's we define everything according to what we should, for the decision we should take. Yeah. So maybe we can work on this aspect until next meeting. So have the final look and feel design according to the decision. And have the user interface design, and then evaluate the product. That is to say, check if it fits the requirements given by the users. But according to your presentation, it seems to be okay. It seems to be fancy, innovative, and easy to use.
Mm-hmm.
So, to prepare the prototype, I would suggest that the industrial designer and the user interface designer work together. That would be better, I think. And so you will receive further instruction by email, as usual.
Mm-hmm. Yes, master.
Do you need to add any?
No.
You feel okay?
Yeah.
You feel free to express what you want to say?
Yeah.
You don't feel too constrained?
No.
You don't feel free to answer this?
No, you cannot.
Okay, so.
Thank you.
See you.
I think we can leave the room for the tracking people.